This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another of our state's newest laws.
House Committee substitute for House Bills 2.
House Bills 2134 and 1956 modifies permit requirements and exemptions in relation to Missouri fertilizer and clean water laws. Since this measure features an emergency clause, it became law when the governor signed it on July 12th. Senator Jill Carter of Granby handled this proposal on the floor of the Missouri Senate this year.
This bill closes a loophole that has been exploited to the detriment of Missouri citizens, the detriment of the Missouri environment, and the detriment of the Missouri ag industry. There is a current lawsuit regarding industrial process wastewater that is collected and land applied, and this bill will close that loophole.
She also says this legislation takes in additional elements than the original bill.
There was a technical change from a plural word to a possessive word. There's one addressing a concern with a municipality regarding a future purchase of a wastewater facility from a food processor. So that concern was addressed. And then also water exportation bill was also removed.
When Missouri senators discussed House Bills 2134 and 1956 on May 7th, Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis successfully added language to the measure.
This is a simple fix to an oversight from last year's waterway and ports bill that was carried by the senator from Dunklin. That bill provided that land eligible for properties under the fund be owned or held in a long-term lease by the Missouri Port Authority. But due to an oddity in the control of the City of St. Louis and the Port Authority of St. Louis, because they don't own or lease their land but instead manage it, this bill simply clarifies the language to ensure that the St. Louis Port Authority is included.
This new law says land application of industrial wastewater sludge, and related process wastes must be subject to a standard established by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. This new law authorizes the Missouri Clean Water Commission to exempt any entity from the requirement to obtain any water pollution permit based on licensure under the Missouri Fertilizer Law. The new law also specifies entities storing combined bulk fertilizers in storage basins may not be exempt from design requirements for agrochemical facilities as defined in the bill when constructing new facilities. In the meantime, Missouri senators continue to pre-file legislation for the next regular legislative session. Filed bills will start to receive their official numbers on December 2nd. The first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly will begin in January. We will continue to highlight legislation from this year's regular legislative session that could become a part of the next session. With the new General Assembly will come some new faces in the Missouri Senate. The first step toward putting new members into place happened this week when both senators and senators-elect met in the Capitol to decide new leadership for the next 2 years. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.